Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we talk about a bracha that was instituted by Chazal to be said after Mariv on Friday night in Shul, the bracha called Mogen Avos, or otherwise known as Birchas Me'ein Sheva. It's basically a summation of Shemoneh Esrei, and it's said after Shemoneh Esrei during Mariv, and Chazal instituted this tefillah actually as a stalling tactic. It was dangerous for people to come late to shul on Friday night back in the time of the Gemara, just because the shuls were outside in the fields, and it was the one time when everyone would actually go to Mariv. You know, during the week, people didn't necessarily go to Mariv out in the field, but on Friday night they did. And the problem was that if let's say someone came late to shul, and everyone left shul because they finished on time as the tzibur, and this guy was stuck davening a little extra because he came late, he would be putting himself in danger, because he would walk home in the dark from the field alone, and he would be subject to danger. And therefore, Chazal say, let's institute an extra additional tefillah to be said after Shemoneh Esrei to stall the tzibur, so that everyone who came late will be able to get their tefillah finished and walk home with the tzibur. So basically, this was a method of getting everyone on the same page and walking home together on Friday night, so as not to leave an individual who came late stranded there walking home alone after he was finished davening. That was the point of Me'ein Sheva, or Mogen Avos. And because of this, it's not pashit that a person who is davening by himself is allowed to say it, because it wasn't instituted for a yachid, it was instituted by a tzibur. However, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, even though a person davening by himself isn't really obligated in this tefillah, which was meant as a stalling tactic for the tzibur, nevertheless, the yachid, the individual, is allowed to say it as long as he omits the bracha at the beginning and the bracha at the end. So he doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu V'Klei Aviseinu. He doesn't say the Shem Hashem before and after. He just says Mogen Avos and Mogen Avos only, without the addition of the Shem Hashem, of the bracha before and after. And that's taka the minig. The minig is that even if a person is davening b'yechidus, he does say Mogen Avos, but he doesn't say the pre and post bracha. The halacha is that if there is, let's say, a minyan in a shiva home, the tefillah is omitted because it wasn't instituted in a base oval. It was only instituted in a regular shul, which was generally done outside in the field where this danger persisted. But if, let's say, you have a base oval, so it was in the city, so it was never a danger. So there was never a takana for them to say base of magan avos, and the same with a base chasen. And there's a question as to whether or not the minyan is supposed to say Me'ein Sheva if it's not a minyan that's davening in a shul setting. So the halach is that generally this bracha of Me'ein Sheva was only instituted for a set tzibur, a set minyan. And if, let's say, you don't have a set minyan for davening, you don't say Mogen Avos, because you're not included in the original takana that was said for a tzibur that was davening outside in the field. It was only for a set tzibur. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that others say that you need also that a sefer Torah is present. Now, Ramesha holds, and this is taka the minig is that we, as long as it's a set minyan, you could say Mogen Avos even if you don't have a sefer Torah present. But you need to have a set minyan. The question is, what exactly constitutes a set minyan that warrants the bracha of a Me'ein Sheva, which is Mogen Avos? So if, let's say, you're having a simcha and punkt, you get together and you have a minyan at the hall on Friday night, it's not a set minyan, and therefore you wouldn't say Mogen Avos. If you have a shul in a bungalow colony, and it's only active during the summer, so it's only active during the summer, the shul is not operative during the winter. This is a shaila in the Paiskim. However, many Paiskim say that it is considered a set minyan regarding Mogen Avos, and you are supposed to say Me'ein Sheva in this circumstance. So even though it's only active during the summer, the Paiskim allow Me'ein Sheva to be said. However, if the davening is not being held in the minyan, it's being held, let's say, in a field or in a courtyard, then you don't say Magen Avos, because then it's not in a set place. It has to be in a set minyan, in a set spot. If, let's say, you have a group who goes, and the group goes to a hotel for Shabbos, right, and it's not a Jewish hotel, and it doesn't have a set place for tefillah, you don't say Magen Avos. A cruise. If you're just going to a cruise for a Shabbos, you're not going to say Magen Avos. What if you have a group that goes to the bungalow colony in the winter? The halacha is that even though generally this shul is closed during the winter, and it's only usually operating during the summer, still, there are paiskim that say that you could say Magen Avos, even though the shul is generally closed during the winter. Why? Because it's inherently a functioning shul during the summer. So even though right now it's not the summer, it's the winter, but since you're getting a minyan together in the shul, and the shul has the status of a real shul, bona fide shul, at least during the summer, that's enough. Now, this is a shiloh on the paiskim, but they're definitely paiskim to rely on that allow saying Magen Avos in this case where you're going to the bungalow colony in the winter. Also, many paiskim say that even if you have a set house minyan that's only together as a minyan for Maariv on Friday night, it's always in the same house, you could say Magen Avos. You could say Magen Avos because that's a shul that's kavua, at least for Friday nights. Now, there is a shaila, what if you have a minyan that jumps around from place to place on Friday night? Right? This is a machlekes. If you jump around from place to place Friday night, can I say Magen Avos since it's not in the same spot every Friday night, but it's the same minyan, it's the same group that goes around making a Friday night minyan? This is a shaila in the paiskim. There definitely are paiskim that say that even in this case, since it's a minyan that's kavua, you could say Magen Avos, but not everyone agrees. That's already a shaila. The minyan in Yerushalayim is to say Magen Avos in a set minyan, even without a Sefer Torah, even according to those paiskim that generally require a Sefer Torah, even they agree that in Yerushalayim you don't require it.